We were talking earlier about potential pitfalls in the actual surgical procedure with colon cancer. What about in rectal cancer? What are some of the things that maybe some people could be doing a little bit better?
Well, there are certainly more pitfalls in rectal cancer than in colon cancer because, contrary to popular belief, it's not the distal margin that is the most important prognostic factor. It's the circumferential margin. And we previously believed that you needed at least a 5-centimeter distal margin to reduce the incidence of recurrence. We now know that a negative distal margin, even if it's 5 millimeters, still is associated with low local recurrence rates. But a positive circumferential margin has not only a high incidence of local recurrence, but also worse overall survival. And that comes down to surgical technique and the ability to perform a total mesorectal excision. This was an operation that was originally pioneered by Bill Heald at the University of Basingstoke in England. And he went around to several centers in Europe, trained many of the surgeons, which led to the randomized Dutch total mesorectal excision trial. And I think that it's quite apparent that in the United States, more and more surgeons are in fact comfortable doing total mesorectal excisions. But at the same time, many surgeons have not been trained in total mesorectal excision and in nerve sparing operations. And again, it comes down to leaving a positive circumferential margin and perhaps removing too few lymph nodes. And so I think that it is incumbent upon surgeons doing that operation, certainly whether it's open or laparoscopic, to abide by the oncologic principles that have been described by the National Cancer Institute, as well as surgeons that performed hundreds of these procedures with very low local recurrence rates. It's also important for the pathologist to know how to look at the specimen.
What about the quality of surgery that's performed with rectal cancer, and particularly the decision about whether to do sphincter-sparing procedures? How much of a difference is there in patients in the hands of a surgeon with a high volume who specializes in colorectal cancer compared to a general surgeon?
There certainly is data that demonstrates that high-volume centers or surgeons that do these operations routinely have a higher incidence of sphincter preservation and a lower incidence of local recurrence. The incidence of abdominoperineal resection and permanent colostomies has decreased dramatically in the United States. I think that most patients, even with very low rectal cancers, can have a sphincter-preserving operation. The only absolute contraindication now to a sphincter-preserving operation is involvement of the anal sphincter muscles. And most patients have an excellent quality of life, even with a very, very low anastomosis. With some of the newer surgical techniques, such as J-pouches or coloplasties. And so I think that any patient who is told off the bat that the only option is an abdominoperineal resection should seek a second opinion.